And action.
Thank you. Let's call the meeting to order. Thank you all for being here. Beautiful day. We gave notice over 10 days of the agenda, and we circulated draft minutes. So I think proper notice of the meeting was given. Again, I remind you, we changed our procedures to not to approve minutes in advance of the meeting, but to allow folks to review them and act. So has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes? Everyone who, for last meeting, everyone who wants to?
Yes, I did.
Speaking of the public.
I move we adopt the minutes for the March 4th meeting as drafted. Is there a second? All in favor?
All right.
Thank you. Treasurer's report.
Today is the 1st of April, so the bank statement wasn't posted as yet. However, looking over everything carefully, I can tell you that at the beginning of March, we had a balance in the bank of $17,157. We had expenses of $344, and that left us with a balance of $16,812.
We're doing well. Great. Everyone will recall that we're in the early stages of considering going to the county to review, potentially redraft the community plan and use some of those funds for that. I'm going to skip ahead on the agenda to committee reports traffic and talk about a few things in connection with that. I don't think that people not on this board are aware of the work that we're doing when we're not here. For example, on traffic, Kenny Stevens I've been in touch with Kenny. He met with the Dipsy folks. He's concerned about safety for Dipsy runners with one road available. He's also in touch with Caltrans, and I'm not going to tell you what the prediction is for completion of the repairs on Highway 1. But I think everybody in town is mindful that not only is there an inconvenience with just one road, but there's a safety issue, and Kenny's trying to get Dipsy to have a helicopter standing by, because I think every year there's somebody stricken. So we're all doing things related to this that we only report on when we come here to an all communities meeting and such things as that. Sam got a very impatient email during the month regarding a lack of communication related to the traffic subcommittee. In fact, he's done a good bit of work to begin describing what the traffic subcommittee will look like. But it was a rude and impatient email, and first I thought everybody should be aware of the extent to which Sam works on behalf of the entire community at many things, as well as having a full-time job. You're on what, library board?
No, I resigned from that.
Library board.
But I'm on the community board.
Community board, this board, he's treasurer. And very busy, and yet he's done work on the traffic committee, and I think rude email was inappropriate. So we're going to take a look, not here, but maybe in executive session, as to what the traffic committee should look like, subcommittee, and who it should be. My personal feeling is we need King Canute to stop traffic if we could, because people are going to drive over the hill, and what we do about that is a challenge, because we can't stop bike riders, can't stop cars, can't stop buses. We have a hard time managing them in town, and we've been dealing with it for years, but people are paying attention. Sam, do you want to describe the ideas that you have for what the committee should look like? And then one of the things that's going to happen is that you won't be chair, though you may be a member. But you're chair now, and what is it you were looking at?
Who is on the committee?
Oh, that's Pam.
And I didn't write Dina.
Yeah.
No, you're not saying who did.
No. Okay. Can I just say something as it just came up? The Bolinas Fairfax Road opened yesterday.
I know.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Two ways out of three.
This is what I wrote to the board about the composition of the committee, and rather than paraphrase it, I'll just read it. I think that the committee should be comprised of representatives from all the agencies that have responsibility for and jurisdiction over the various pieces of the traffic puzzle. Our fire department, Marin County Department of Public Works and Planning departments, the CHP, the Sheriff, Caltrans, Mount Tam State Park, and the GGNRA, who would participate in an online shared discussion of issues brought forth by the community members. Lee Pollock, our member at large, agreed after our March meeting to receive by email community input and to bring those concerns and suggestions to the attention of the committee chair. The chair would prioritize those issues and present them to the committee. I think it's important that these agencies be involved, and all of them involved, because they all have overlapping jurisdictions. And, you know, to get a no parking sign, you need three agencies involved. Well,
or a no parking sign and a pole.
Or, you know, vigilante efforts work too. But
I can point out those in town that are vigilante.
But that's my idea, to have these agencies involved and share the information between them so they can best advise us on how to go forward in implementing the things that the community wants. Unless it is organized that way, I don't know how effective our efforts would be. And by our member at large being able to receive all those communications and forwarding to the chair, they could be prioritized and dealt with as determined. So that's my idea.
I don't have your email.
Hold on a second. I went to the All Villages meeting on February 23rd and reported last time about the discussions in Point Reyes Station, at which there was the state senator, Miller, whoever he is, and
McGuire,
and Redoni, and top-level representation of these agencies that Sam mentioned. I think it'll be hard to get sign-on for the type of monthly attention we give, but we do have access to them. Parking was one of the two issues at that meeting, so everybody's concerned with that. There's a working committee going forward that I'm on. So we're doing stuff related to parking, and we have a kind of mechanism to approach those folks about further involvement, at least in an online way with what our concerns are, and we can serve as a conduit. To that end, Redoni's in town Friday, April 22nd at 3 o'clock for a community meeting.
And Friday Kenny, is April 21st.
Yeah, it's the 22nd.
Excuse
Saturday.
Me, Saturday.
Thank you.
Go today? Saturday.
April 22nd.
At 3 o'clock, I think the community center. Kenny is really focused on gathering data regarding roadways this summer and what can be done. And we'll at least have him to listen to community concerns and respond and serve as a liaison to the other governmental entities we need to talk to. But we're not going to take rude emails anymore, and I suggest anybody who wants, recall us and vote yourselves in. I'm hopeful some will do that. But you won't be chair of the committee going forward. But
Mike, I'm dying to hear what that email said. I know you won't tell me.
No, it was a private email.
I know, I'm just joking, but...
We're the wedding that's going to be taking place later today,
mm-hmm.
And we need the security code to get in downstairs. Can anybody help me? Thank you.
Beth, is there anything you can't do?
No.
I found a place to park by running over one of the cones.
Yeah, there we go. Pamela.
April, your cars are out in front and they're going to go away.
Yes.
Yes. The meeting will be over on 11:30.
But we're coming to the wedding.
Hope you have enough food.
I'll be at the
wedding. I love those little petty cheese. Pamela.
April 22nd is Earth Day, and we frequently have a lot of visitors if the weather is nice out here. So it'll be a good example for Rodani and anybody else about our traffic challenges.
It starts at 3?
Afternoon.
Oh, it'll be at peak.
He'll
be late.
Yes, it will. Well, and maybe we should alert him to
come early.
I think not.
No.
We want to hear when it's.
That's right.
Right.
Let him start the other side of the school coming
into
town.
Well, sorry, you're 2 hours late.
Anyway, Kenny's really doing a lot of work because he, you know, Kenny, he's got a real public safety attitude, and he's anticipating the problems that will come. So, anything else anyone on the board needs to add on this subject?
Well, let me just say that I will get an email address.
Could
but
you?
That was a good idea when you suggested getting it. Separate one. I don't know how I have to wait till the grandchild comes over to my house.
I will post your email, or do you want me just to send it directly to people who are involved?
Well, the idea was having
she's going to get a new email.
Lee Pollock at Village Association.
I got you.
Or something like that.
Okay.
So that people
yeah.
in the community can
so
send them.
You two should work together because you're learning how to do it.
We could put a basket out in which people could put letters. That I probably
would. I can get the email address.
With our
I just have to get a grandchild. But then, you'll, I mean, I've got the grandchild too.
I was going to say, I'm too old to help you, hon.
But I've got to get it. I've got to.
You can be honorary.
Yeah, I've got to figure that out, and then I'll get in touch with
sure,
you.
Sure, that
to
sounds
let
great.
People know
yep,
is.
I'll help you.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Maury.
Yeah, Mike, and I think it'd be helpful if we could get a report back from Caltrans on the progress of the walkway or the shoulder wiring.
And that we discussed at the, well, let me tell you what it is.
Okay.
We, as of the February 23rd meeting, the final stage was approval by Coastal Commission. They voted March 8th to approve it.
Correct.
So the project is approved, and I think it's for next year. It combines those noise slots on the
rumble
strip in the middle. And the widening of the roadway on the west side of the road. And Caltrans concedes that they are giving us the sidewalk we always wanted, and that this was the project they stuck it in, but you know, kind of muffle that in the minutes. So that is going to happen next year.
Good deal.
Yeah, that's good. Pamela, were you cut you off? No.
No.
Okay, let's.
Another traffic issue?
Sure.
I understand that there's a nice new owner of a post office building. Maybe we could address, and the traffic committee could speak with him about the parking issues at the post office on the weekends.
And yeah, he needs to make a complaint, I think, for the sheriff to respond to his private property.
Who owns the post office?
I have no idea.
Me neither. I noticed they mowed the lawn, though.
Yeah.
Looks great.
You know what they? Painting. You know who it is? Huh?
They're painting it now.
They're digging up the septic? No,
yeah.
Sorry.
I've heard a rumor, but I'm not passing.
Okay. Let's go back to the agenda as it is. We have nothing on for old business. We have nothing on for new business. Just in a general, for the good of the order sense, does anybody have an old or new business thing they want to bring up? Otherwise, we'll go into community reports and go home early.
April Fools.
That's right. We're staying till 2 for the wedding. Art Contemporary Marin report? I don't think so. GGNRA, do we have anything from Mia?
We do.
By the way, has everyone seen what's going on in the beach? They've got ramp and the chairs.
Okay, I'm going to read it. Unless you just want to read it when I send it.
No, read it.
All right. Sounds okay, so number one, accessible project. The contractor is expected to complete this project within the next month. The boardwalk is 85% complete. Beach erosion will require an additional section of boardwalk to be added to the southern end of the walk to bring the sand elevation for beach mat installation. Due to the beach erosion, a hand guard rail may be added to the ocean side of the boardwalk as the beach elevation has precipitously dropped. This is currently in discussion. Galvanized hand guard rails have been ordered for each side of the beach access staircase and boardwalk ramp access to protect visitors from accidental falls to create surfaces and should be installed in the next couple of weeks. The final two sections of access walks, one behind the TMU building and one from the parking lot to the North Comfort Station, are in construction and expected to be completed in the next 2 weeks. Number two, other related projects in the area. PV panels have been added to the maintenance building beginning on April 3rd. The portion of the project will make the centralized sewage effluent processing plant and leach field carbon neutral on an annual basis. Sign frames are installed and the NPS sign division is making new way signs. Number three, Central Comfort Station. NPS is repairing or has repaired a short in the power line to the Central Comfort Station and is now once again operational and open to the public. Number four, North Comfort Station. The North Comfort Station remains closed due to water utility line ruptures. No estimated time of repair to report. Portable toilets have been deployed in the area and are in service Fridays and Mondays. Make sure you time that properly.
Thursday and you're
right
jumping up and down.
The weekend and right after.
I think she just forgot the D and said serviced Fridays and Mondays. Okay. Okay, that makes more sense. All right, so number five of six, traffic congestion management. Parking lot attendants are a new and successful approach to various NPS sites to help with traffic flow parking lot management. Oh. LE is working on a contract that will hopefully bring them on board for Memorial Day, then regularly June 17th through mid-August, as well as 4th of July. That's good. Number six, Earth Day. There is an event called Create with Nature Earth Day Celebration. It's on April 23rd. 11 to 3 o'clock, and the location is Stinson Beach. Head to the beach to and participate in a hands-on collaborative art event that honors nature. So this is being, this is posted, so it's telling out-of-towners to come on in. So heads up. So
on Sunday.
Uh-huh. After the Saturday that's already here.
Mm-hmm. Number seven, join the stewardship events in Stinson area. One TAM has a volunteer drop-in program the first Saturday of every month. Join this program. May 6th, there's mainly been managing a crepe ivy growing back in the restored floodplain at East Coot Creek, but sometimes work on projects elsewhere. They planted along the Bolinas Lagoon in February instead. Workdays are posted at the onetam.org website. Other park stewardship volunteer programs are increasingly working in the Stinson area. Maria Alvarez reports that every second Wednesday, they rotate between Bolinas Fairfax Road, Stinson Gulch, MCOSD land along Bolinas Lagoon. And that's it. Mia Monroe.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I just remembered something about traffic, and I'm indulging it myself. You know, part of the Caltrans is to, I think, both create and pave as many as 40 new pullouts. And I think that's between Tan Junction and Olema Point Reyes Station. So that's something that will be coming as well, but we won't have it this summer.
And those are on Highway 1, not Panorama.
Highway 1, right.
Yeah. When it opens.
So whenever we're walking the new Highway 1 trail, we'll be able to step to the side. Bolinas Lagoon. Oh, yes, Pamela.
I just remembered on Panoramic. Going south, there's a section that they've got labeled uneven pavement. That's the least of the problems. That whole side of the road is crumbling. Who, Caltrans apparently is aware of it, but I think
that's in Marin County.
Marin County. It's really becoming a safety hazard because people go across the middle line in order not to.
They put a temporary patch on that yesterday.
Yeah, Kenny and I talked about that as well. And his general concern about the stability of Panoramic and the our comments to each other were basically fingers crossed.
It really is.
So I don't think that anybody's unaware of it. I see other lines and scarves. I mean, the big double switchback, that whole thing's dropping off. Don't look. And Jenny.
I just wondering, does anybody ever address the prevention of trees that are like this from falling?
They cut some, I've seen.
Mm-hmm. They usually wait till they fall.
Mm-hmm. And fortunately, we haven't heard any bad news about it.
Do you know why? There's no money in the budget to do arbor work, but there is money in the budget for emergency road clearing.
Exactly. Well, that's going to make
sense. Same thing with the GGNRA. When the big Monterey cypresses fall, which they want to get rid of, those were put in by the state as their idea of landscaping. But they're not native plants, and the Park Service wants them gone, but they have no money to take them down. Mm-hmm. But if they fall down in a storm, there's money to take them out. So.
Well, things will get better.
Pray for an east winds, and then we'll be.
All
right. Noted.
There are quite a number of places on Adirondack where they put caissons down and supported what is a slide area. I would hate to have that job trying to keep panoramic open, but they have done projects in the past. I mean,
well, as soon as they put a load of caissons in all the way, they'll start sliding.
Yeah. Well,
and,
of course.
And
that's
engineer
I have said,
it's all on its way to the ocean.
And I have to say that the county, the only reason we have pull-ups on the mountain right now is because of Caltrans. Because actually I was on the traffic committee one and made a list of all the places that I thought perhaps you could put one.
Mm-hmm.
And the county just, it was far from Monsieur, and he just rejected it out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we couldn't use, he said, well, a turnout has a definition. And I said, well, let's call them pull-ups. And he says, oh, no, there's a list of signs. And, well, anyway, it was Caltrans in those days was really easy to deal with. I don't find Caltrans as easy to deal with now. And it was, they did the pull-ups because there was the slide on Highway 1 and they needed to take it over as a detour. And then the county goes, oh, boy. And he came to a meeting, the guy from Caltrans, and he says, is there anything we can do for you? And I thought, oh, wow. Hey, we got this list of places where we could use pull-ups since the traffic's going to go up. And he said, oh, sure, we can do that. And he also said, you can have a sign that says anything. You can have a sign that says frogs crossing the road. You know, any kind of sign, you know, they can put up if they think it's necessary. The interesting part was is that after they did that, the county of Marin had them resurface the road. And so they re-blacktop panoramic. And then the pullouts were all down there. And it took like 2-3 years to get the county of Marin to fill those back up with gravel. It is sort of an odd thing. I mean, I realize you guys are doing this job, and I don't know what it's like working with Caltrans now. But they used to be pretty much, you know, real direct,
mm-hmm.
And it seems like the sidewalk thing is like, what's there to talk about, you know?
Well, it's been in the community plan since 1976, and it's finally being realized. But I think, you know, there are going to be some more pullouts now on one. So it's like gradually things improve. And I don't know what, everybody's praying that there isn't a catastrophe on panoramic. Bolinas Lagoon Advisory, do we have a report? No. Bolinas Stinson Union School District and Preschool, which don't have a representative. Is there anything you know about it?
Well, you skipped the libraries.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Well, we'll go back to them. Okay, libraries. Anybody, any report from the library?
Now the school district and preschool will report until May. They're going to have a better estimate of what's going to happen at the end of this month.
The Village Green, no report. Seadrift Association, no report.
Well, let me just speak to that for a second.
Okay.
I talked to Kieran about the discussion we had at the last meeting. regarding building and architectural review committee.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she would try to have a member of the board, the association board, attend each one of our meetings.
Oh, that'd be great.
And so she's very cooperative. I told her that there was some concerns about the height limits and so forth. So hopefully the next meeting we have, we'll have a board member from there.
Great. Any of them, if somebody wants to email us, I'll respond and
okay.
coordinate, do mini agendas or something like that.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Maury, what was the name of the person you talked with?
Sharon Niederberger.
K-I-R-A-N. That'll be enough. Everyone will get it.
Karen N.
Okay.
She's the manager.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Maury. Community Center, is there a report?
Well, I wasn't here for the Surf Fest, so I can't really report. Did you know anything about it?
It was well attended, and it didn't lose money.
Good.
No.
Good.
It was well attended.
And we don't really have anything else coming. I mean, there was talk of having a variety show in town, but when Mary put out an email who wants to do what, we didn't get much of a response other than for sound and lighting or something. So,
yeah.
Annie, is the haunted house going to happen this year?
Yes.
This is the haunted house year.
The community center just passed its budget. It was adopted at the last meeting, and on there is funding for the haunted house, and it will happen again this year.
Yeah.
The variety show will be next year. They're going to do every other.
That's smart.
Oh, yeah. Opposite.
Unless next year they decide to do every third year.
They got to get somebody interested first.
There are plenty of people who could. That's the first I heard of it. I wonder why.
They used to do the variety shows every so often, and the variety shows were so much fun. They were really, really fun. You haven't lived until you've seen Marcus in drag.
I know.
Yeah.
And Mary,
there's a good one. Put that in the minutes.
In fact, can we post a picture?
I'm sure he's.
That's Marcus right now.
I'll come do tumbling.
I've seen. We have videos of Terry Swift in a tutu.
Yeah.
That I paid money for that.
How about Charlie cannonballing into the ash can?
Yeah, well, that was a show.
This is quite a variety.
Oh yes.
Lots of fun.
Disaster Council, Fire Protection, Volunteer Ambulance Corps, and Fire Department. Catherine. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm going to read this. Fire Chief Kenny Stevens and the volunteers of the Stinson Beach Disaster Council invite everyone in Stinson Beach to attend a free hands-on CPR training session that is to be held on Tuesday, April 18th. From 7 to 9 at the Community Center. A demonstration on how to use the automated external defibrillator will also be given. The training is going to be given by Chief Stevens along with Wills Kelly, Stinson Beach's own professional paramedic, and Jesse Perry, a paramedic in training. The CPR training session is co-sponsored by the Stinson Beach Community Center. All community members are also encouraged to take Community Emergency Response Team CERT training. The training takes 18 hours. The next two-day training is scheduled for Saturday, May 13th and Saturday, May 20th from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. in Nicasio. Community Emergency Response Team CERT is a national program that is part of Citizens Corps under the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. CERTs are volunteers who've gone through a training process that enables them to participate in the public safety response in a community following a large-scale emergency or disaster. A fee of $45 per trainee is charged to defray the cost of the training. And full scholarships are available. If anyone would like a scholarship, just ask. And if you want to register for the class, you can go to readymarin.org and sign up.
Thank you.
Yes. How often do you have to do
The renewal process is not a two-day process. It's considerably less, but it's actually every 4 years. But what we've been doing, for instance, if people who are, you know, who need eventually to renew attend like the hands-on CPR class, that's 2 hours. We keep lists of people who sign in, and we'll count that 2 hours. And then if you go to another program we have, it can add up to 4 hours just attending two classes. So
it's just 4 hours of something.
So. 4 hours every, well, I believe it's 4 hours every 4 years. And so we're getting better organized. I should say the county is getting better organized about keeping track of renewals. Yes, Pamela.
Can you put it on Nextdoor Stinson?
It will go on Nextdoor Stinson, yes. And there will be flyers posted around the community.
Let me interrupt our agenda. We have a new person in the back, a guest.
Are you? Hello, my name is Silas. I'm a reporter of the Light.
Silas and I talked during the week, and he asked what we'd be doing. I said, come to the beach and, incidentally, a meeting.
So, he said there's a coffee, too, and you were right.
It's not gone?
No, it's delicious.
Oh, good.
Yes, but I'm not part of the meeting, so.
Well, that's okay.
I'm not here. I'm just silent.
Not a problem. I move we exclude the Light from our meeting. No.
Muffle the press.
No, we might have a problem with the sunshine.
Wow. Put it in the new village association. The new community plan. Okay. The Historical Society. Any report?
I can just say we got 6 applicants for a scholarship that we're offering, a $3,000 scholarship, and we have a committee to determine who gets the funding, and we're meeting this next Thursday, and the committee includes actually me and Carrie Livingston, and Barbara Bookie has stepped in, so we're having a meeting. And, anyways, and then I think our next meeting is April 18th.
And you're judging, it's a blind judging, is that correct? For the grants?
I don't know what you mean by a blind.
You don't know the name.
You will not know the names.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Thank you.
Will you email that to me and I'll include it as a report?
Sure.
Cool, thank you.
Medical Center? No reports. I'm looking at you, Beth, so.
I haven't.
Oh, good.
I'm going to read mine as well. For the facilities, in preparation for the reopening of the Stinson Beach Clinics, the staff managed a small remodel, resulting in enhanced space usage, consolidation of IT infrastructure, and COVID. In addition, all 3 buildings on the property received new roofing after the rains. At the Bellina site, the reception, privacy, security work is complete, and painting interior completed. The dental van is scheduled to return to Bolinas May 8th through the 11th for patient care, and I have a number to call. It can be posted if you want, 787-1123 for an appointment.
Okay.
It's just the most successful program. It's loaded. There's a wait list. We aren't open enough.
For the dental?
For the dental, yeah. Quality Corner, Coastal Health Alliance training in March covered hypertension roundtable and immigration update. The recruitment and retention, this is important. Recruitment and retention continues to be the organization's biggest challenge. A physician's assistant who appeared to be the perfect hire, resigned after 9 months due to a long commute. The Coastal Health Alliance has engaged 2 different recruiters to help find the perfect West Marin candidate. As a result, the staffing shortage, Bolinas will again close on Fridays, but Stinson Beach will switch from Thursday to Friday, and I have the sign in my car, thanks to Maureen. There is also hope that a Friday schedule may attract more people. improving mow productivity. We really do have to try to fill those spaces. There have been 7-3, and there are plenty available. Coastal Health Alliance would, like all community health centers, was on edge, expecting a negative impact from repeal and replace of the ACA, and is relieved that it did not occur. We continue to stay tuned to the political health care dynamic.
Sam has a lot of available time and might be able to help out.
Well,
did I get a scholarship to go to become a physician's assistant?
Okay. Anyway, just any time you can use it. Remember, it's a Kaiser and affiliate, and that all insurances, most insurances, are accepted.
Is Jake still going to be doing Friday? I mean, will he still be?
Yes, until May 20th.
Oh,
no. He accepted a job at Stanford. That's what my message said, is subtly.
He's so great.
He's wonderful. But he has a baby and a young child, and he lives in Daly City.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, our dentist lives in Brisbane.
Wow.
Housing.
Australia.
I'm looking for
now that's expensive.
If you know anyone who could house a medical worker, I think 2 or 3 people live out here. The rest come from the north. And it's very sad.
I think that's worth a discussion. I want to formulate a thought on that and maybe get back.
Young woman in her 30s.
I was going to, for a little while, house an RV that a mother and child were willing to live in to work here. They've subsequently found something. But
I know Kevin and I have been talking about it too, just, you know, what can we do? So.
I can house any young woman in her 30s.
Hell no.
Tremendous sacrifice.
The white child? Maybe. I just let go of Sesame Street.
Now he's finally getting some good copy.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Fisher and Cinderella. The recording of the minute.
Thank you, Beth.
We are telephone buddies.
Okay.
Yes, Anne.
Somebody told me, along with this housing, there's a meeting at Clam tomorrow at Point Reyes Station, and what they're dealing with is trying to work with the county with new regulations so more people will take an extra bedroom or something in their house and convert it to a unit that is available for full-time rental as opposed to BBRO, and they're supposed to give them no-cost loans or no interest loans to incentivize people to take them off the vacation market and make permanent housing, so maybe that would help house some of these people.
That'd be a good meeting.
That'd be great.
It's 1 or 1:30 tomorrow. Harry would know that.
Thank you. Maury, Water District.
Thank you. Yes, we have water. as of today, we've had about 55 inches of rain that I measured my backyard.
Wow.
The district has a different number, Mike has a different number. So the numbers differ depending upon topography, but we're very pleased. And there may be some more rain that would put us up to 60 inches that would be somewhat of a record. We're still encouraging conservation. We want people to not necessarily totally cut back, but keep the conservation in mind if we have another drought, which we may have.
Always.
What is how is the water usage statistics going? Are we still on target for the cutback?
Well, Sam, there is no longer a cutback because they lifted that restriction,
when we had the we were asking people to cut back by 20%, mm-hmm. and for a while during the midst of the crisis, the water crisis, our community responded when we cut back by more than 20%. Now it's less. Actually, the amount of water usage has increased community-wide. And one of the things that's really important for us to recognize that is that we're different than a lot of other communities in the sense that we don't have a reservoir of water storage that we can measure in acre feet and things like that. Mm. What we do have is 3-4 storage tanks, but we have a little over 1 million gallon capacity to store water, treated water, and everything else goes down. So we still have to be careful about the amount of water we use, because if the water stopped running, if you just think of it theoretically like that, we calculate that we have about a 7-day supply. And you might recall from our talks about the water ordinance when we were talking about mandatory ration, water usage limits or rationing. The way we measure our water capacity is by the flows of our creeks and how quickly we can refill our tanks. So when we're in a situation like we are now where the water's running fast and it's not the summertime, but after a busy weekend, our tanks will go down to, say, 50% capacity because of the extra draw that happens over the weekend. Our tanks will be filled to almost 100% by Tuesday. Our ordinance, and then when the water is not running as quickly, and during the summer when there's a little bit more usage and our tanks go down to, say, 30% or 35%, then it might take us until Thursday or Friday to fill the tanks adequately, and then they go down again. Our ordinance provides that if we can't fill the tanks to 70% of capacity for 5 days in a row, then you're on the mandatory, that's the trigger, so to speak, where we send out a notice and say, cut down on your water usage. So the point of the story is just that in our community, we have to be conservative water users, because we have limited capacity. We pull off of the aquifer from Mount Tam, and we're theoretically replenishing that aquifer with all this great rain. And it's really nice when it rains steadily and softly over a period of time and then stops, because then the water does have an opportunity to soak in to the aquifer rather than just running off the surface and into the ocean. But we have no way of measuring what the aquifer is, and the only thing we can measure is the flow of our springs and wells, which we know by in August, you know, they slow down considerably from what they are now. They've never historically stopped, even going back to 1977, which was a historically low year. So anyhow, back to, we have limited capacity. We need to be mindful of conserving, not being wasteful about water usage.
That is the most interesting report I've heard in a long time.
I was thinking the same thing. I wish
really
you guys would write that up
and
send
it
in your next letter.
So we could put it on on next door at least.
Well,
that answers so many questions I've had over the years.
Same. Yeah.
I will say, Ed, you know, if you read the monthly newsletter that comes with the bills,
yes.
They're really good, and it's informative. And everything I just said has been in there in bits and pieces.
But I like your little, it's just a little compilation, and it's very helpful.
Well, thank you. I wish somebody had recorded it, because I don't know.
I know.
Oh, you can record
it.
It is recorded.
Are we going forward with the studies on the mountain of the aquifer, the grant money? That we got?
We are going forward with that. We've had an interim report that said that with the data that they have, they still are unable to report as to how many acre feet of water we have or how many gallons of water we have in the aquifer. So that study is ongoing. One other thing that I should report is that the well that we drilled up at the treatment plant is a great well. It's a tremendous well, and we're
selling
like
Trump.
Pardon?
You selling like Trump? It's a great,
yeah.
Tremendous.
Well. It's actually
huge.
Water's giant.
Yeah, I cool my hair. with the application to the to Marin County and to the Coastal Commission to make it an active well.
Great. Thank you both.
Question?
Yes,
I've
Richard.
I have a question for you.
Wait. Richard?
Richard, to one is the status of the new meters, if that's been completed yet. And just out of curiosity, how many of the meters that have been installed, how many people are using the alerts, or they're alerting at their mooring systems?
I'm using that that software.
And so am I.
We're
is
just
an
about
app
finished
also?
Up with the installing the new meters. We're not completely done yet.
But we're about, 75%, something
right.
like that. And it's called ionwater.com. And you should have gotten a notice with your bill that gives you the access to go in, and it gives you your temporary password. You go into ionwater, and each customer can set up a private access to their meter, and it tracks your usage. It's fabulous. You go on it and you set the alarm so it will notify you if you have a leak. Like if you have continuous water running for 24 hours, which is an unusual thing. You shouldn't ever. That means you've got some sort of a leak. And it also shows you your daily water usage in gallons. So you know, like on the days that you're irrigating, you'll see your water usage go up. Today, perhaps if you have your house cleaned, they use water. You get a day, you get the daily readings, a 30-day reading. It's very, very informative. And you can set the trigger so it'll email you or it'll text you on your cell phone if it detects a leak. So it's really good. What we have heard in specific response to how many people have signed up, surprisingly few.
The website is TMI. No.
No, I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, all, you know, we've done so much to try and help our customer base be able to track their water usage, not just for purposes of water conservation, but because people are household management, but also people concerned about leaks. I mean, the idea is that people weren't finding out about a leak until you after you got your bill, and all of a sudden you showed up. It showed up that you had this massive amount of water usage that you weren't aware you were doing because you had a leak in your, say, in a landscape planner, whatever it was. So this system allows everybody to be tied into their own water usage and have a day-to-day monitoring ability. And I'm surprised, personally, that more people don't use it. It's really simple.
What's the website again?
It's called Ion Water.
I'm not surprised in a way because I think, I may be wrong about this, but for me, I'm so engaged with finding things online rather than reading paper. In terms of mail, at least mail. You know, I skim over those, but I do pay attention to things that are on Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that Ion Water, maybe it's already been posted on Nextdoor, but I think that would be very helpful for people, because it'll catch on.
Well, especially if you have a leak in a big water
tank. Just as an FYI,
for anybody that's signing on to it, it's... When you go onto it to sign up, it asks to put in your zip code. And just be aware that when you put in your zip code, you have to give it probably 30 seconds or 45 seconds for the server to recognize the area code. Otherwise, it kicks you out. And if you're used to instantaneous things on the web, you're going to be frustrated and not going. So just give it another, you know, just 30 or 45 seconds for the server to catch up.
Thank you. Art, did you need to talk
no.
to... Okay, good, thanks. I'm targeting 1 hour. No, maybe not. The Flood Advisory Board? Ah, Jamie.
I just had a bite. Thank you for bringing this.
Flood Advisory Board is going to have its annual meeting on the 26th of this month. It's a Wednesday night, 6:30, I think, 6:30. We'll certainly put it out on the neighborhood undertaking. The Flood Board meets, has decided to meet every year for sure. The county wanted us to bypass, but anyway, the state of affairs as to the Flood Board is as follows. We have behind the park side a catchment basin, the idea of which is that when sand and gravel, whatever comes down off the hillside through the channel that's pretty steep here, it slows down at the park side and it drops out the gravel and silt. There's a berm that is between that basin and the park, and it's at an engineered height such that if we get a really big and long storm, it will overcap that berm, flood out onto the into the park, wend its way to the north parking lot, where there's a berm that protects Cajal.
Pinos.
Yes,
Pinos, thank you. And then heads out into the ocean through that big gap of which we're all aware. That catchment basin fills up, as you can imagine, and the agreement between Fish and Game and NOAA and Public Works is that when it gets to a certain height, they're then permitted to, Public Works is permitted to then take the gravel out and take it off, such as to allow it to continue to play its role as catching the gravel, because otherwise the gravel and the silt continue down the creek and fill up the channel, which gives the channel less carrying capacity, which means that it's more likely to flood. So there's another function that also occurs, and that is that in the past we have dug these glory holes at each of the bridges going into the cayes. The notion there being to take with a backhoe down to about 4 feet of depth, 20 feet sort of out as far as they can reach, take that away with the hopes that then when the water comes down, it will wash the gravel that's between those two glory holes into the glory holes, thus lowering the level of the gravel that's between the cayes, if you will, and increase then the capacity of the channel. What we're going to try to do at this is the last time around, there was this trade-off saying, well, we're going to, between Fish and Game and otherwise, we're going to give you this catchment basin, but we're not going to dig the glory holes. So we're going to try to go back and get both of those functions going on, such as to accomplish two things. One is that the carrying capacity of the creek will be greater, such that there won't be flooding. There was this year a little bit of flooding on Calle del Arroyo as you went in the low houses that are right there at the, just past the turnoff and off towards. So that's first. And the second is to try to give us a chance to bring back into the creek steelhead and maybe salmon. But steelhead is some sort of a possibility. And there's a committee of Public Works and GGNRA and Fish and Game and other folks from the county who are eager to restore the creek to some sort of fish habitat that I'm on, and that so we're trying to create habitat that will provide some sort of shelter for fish, because when it really storms and the water's coming down, it just the creek is so sort of channelized that there's no little eddies or places where the fish can hide. So anyway, that's sort of in the works. It's probably not in the works. It's in the anticipation that there might be works, as you can appreciate. Anyway, so one of our concerns is fish habitat, and the other obviously is the flooding. So anyway, that's just sort of the state of affairs. And on the 26th, the county public works folks who are in charge of, who are our, the staff, will give a report and we'll have a discussion about these matters generally. And so you're all certainly invited to come.
What time and where?
It's in the community center at, I think, 6:30, but it may be 6 o'clock. Sort of 6 to 7. I count at 6 o'clock, actually, 6 to 7.
And who are some of the members from town on the board?
So,
John Washington.
John Washington is the chairman. Toby Bisson, Barry
Harris,
thank you. And Howard Joel Shecker. And there's one other that obviously and me. And one other, there's five of us, so. Can't remember who the fifth one is.
Did you say John Washington?
I did say John.
I'm sorry.
And
so we can talk to them as well.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, John's the guy, really. And I've been working at it pretty actively to try to see if we can't get GPNRA to dig out our sediment basin, because they can do it cheaper and they've got machinery and dump trucks and stuff on site and they can just go through it. Please.
There's still any fish up there?
The last time they dug glory holes, about 3 years ago, on my property there was a steelhead about 5 inches long, and they went through with sort of screens and they took out all the fish that were there and put them down below Arroyo down, and then they came in with the back hose and kind of cleared it all out. It's been a long time since they've seen a coho. So there you are. Turns out that the fish, when they spawn, come all the way up here, and they choose to spawn way up here as opposed to right. And I'm willing to give them habitat. They can spawn in my place, right? But anyway, they appear to be going up there. And one of the problems is when it rains like crazy, it's a shoot, you know, and it just takes all the little fingerlings.
Yep.
And just if it over the berm, it just spews them out onto the parking lot where obviously they die. If they stay in the channel, then they just end up out in the lagoon, and Lord knows if they ever come back this way. So you appreciate part of the effort is to create some habitat where they might be able to hide out here in the midst of that storm. Okay. I don't want to take too long. Okay.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
Community church, any report?
Awesome.
And West Marin Senior Services. Did I cut off the church?
No, I was thinking, but I have to get around. So.
There was a wonderful Christmas Eve. Anyway.
Annual meeting at my house next week, but
you
need to go to church to come.
We have a new person for senior services, right? We haven't met him or her yet?
Yes, we have.
Stephen C-Mac.
Oh,
okay. The meeting chef.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't.
So we did traffic committee reports. We're not prepared to discuss compliance review. Keep the beach clean, local coastal program. Do you know we're still in between on the local coastal program amendments, right?
Right. I don't think there's any.
They haven't had
no meeting scheduled.
Sea level rise is an inactive committee, given that the Sea Smart program has been developed at the county. For the good of the order, does anybody have, I see a comparatively new face, anything other than curiosity? Nothing like getting the spotlight.
Her name is Kelly, and she's interested in finding out what's going on in
great.
The community.
Are you new to town?
Yes, I moved in November.
Oh, great. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you.
She's also the community chorus.
Yes, and her daughter is running the surf shop now. That's right. Yeah, she's my
daughter. What's that, right?
She's the manager at Live Water. She's working with Brennan. So
great.
Go into the shop because she's been re-merchandising and sprucing everything up. And she's doing a really good job there.
Well, that's
fun. I'm proud, right? don't ask me about me. I just talk about my kids, right? So, yeah, but yeah, that's... So we're really excited about being here, and we're enjoying meeting all the wonderful people, and just want to know more and be involved, you know,
wonderful.
But now there's this many more people to say hi.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Jamie, did you have something you wanted to?
I couldn't go on Thursday night, but I know that there was a discussion and meeting about the lagoon. Have we already talked about that?
I know that happened, but anybody have any information on the meeting?
Bingo.
No, but I had some folks on my radio show talk about it, and I wanted to follow up on what Lisa talked about, this Earth Day event on Sunday the 23rd. The organizer sent the Stinson Beach Village Association an email, but I didn't know if we actually, endorse events or anything like that. But I did want to say he's going to be on my radio show on April 10th, if anyone is interested in learning about this art. It's sort of a beach cleanup art event on Sunday the 23rd from 11 to 3 p.m. And so he's going to be on KWMR on Monday, April 10th at 9 o'clock. It's the 13th annual.
We generally don't endorse, but we certainly publicize.
Right. So I think we accomplished what you want.
Anything else? Thank you all for being here.
If you haven't signed in, can you please sign in? Sometimes when I don't know people's last names.
Let's do a spontaneous huzzah adjournment. Yeah.
That's really
interesting.